Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Hold on to your hats now for some serious science. From time to time, a new technology arises that changes the game, and here's one which will allow astronomers to, for example, see planets around other suns with much greater accuracy. And this could push forward our knowledge of other worlds, how different they are to the planets in our solar system, not to mention take stock of how common watery planets like ours are out there. So here's the science, which I don't understand, and I doubt many of our fine music radio listeners will grasp. It's far out. According to a recent study by researchers from Australia and Singapore, a new quantum technique could enhance optical very large baseline interferometry. So firstly, to give credit, this research was led by Zixin Huang, a postdoctoral research fellow with the Centre for Engineered Quantum Systems at Macquarie University in Australia. What Dr. Huang and others have done is come up with a technique for improving how we can use an existing technique called VLBI, Very Large Baseline Interferometry, and this is a technique that works a bit like the compound eye of a fly. If you have telescopes at different stations around Earth, or even on our moon perhaps, you can infer what is in between the parts that you're actually seeing, like filling in the gaps. And it uses the rotation of the Earth and mathematical formulae which describe how waves behave. So that's VLBI. You can have a telescope here and a telescope over there, and they can be quite far away from each other, and you can then use complicated maths to make up a full picture of what's going on in between what the telescopes are actually detecting. So you don't need to build a telescope the size of the planet. You just need single telescopes at a distance from each other. Although VLBI is used extensively in radio astronomy so far, in optical interferometry, that's wavelengths of light which our eyes can detect, it's harder to get right. And now it gets involved. The key to overcoming these limitations for optical interferometry, says Dr. Huang and her colleagues, is to employ quantum communication techniques like entanglement distribution in combination with, wait for it, stimulated Raman adiabatic passage. Yes, there's a technique known as stimulated Raman adiabatic passage, and this I'm going to say again at some point, as it sounds like the digestive process following a meal of Korean noodles. Stimulated Raman adiabatic passage. You've heard it here on Fine Music Radio. What the heck is this, and why will it help us to see exoplanets better? Or other things out there for that matter? Well, it's a method of applying quantum physics to optical information which gets around the problem of noise or loss of information. So here I'm going to quote Dr. Huang at her simplest. To mimic a large optical interferometer, the light must be collected and processed coherently, and we propose to use quantum error correction to mitigate errors due to loss and noise in this process. Quantum error correction is a rapidly developing area mainly focused on enabling scalable quantum computing in the presence of errors. In combination with pre-distributed entanglement, we can perform the operations that extract the information we need from starlight while suppressing noise. So there you have it. What this means is that by taking advantage of new quantum techniques and integrating them with very large baseline interferometry, observatories will have another way to capture images of some of the most inaccessible and hard to see objects in our universe, such as exoplanets. We now wait for the big telescopes to be operating to see how these techniques can help us see better what is going on out there. Amazing. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.